Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
That's the late, great Otis Redding bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest, author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling, the whole Speak for Yourself set of resources that's on her website. Karen, I need your website, please.
Speakforyourself.com, and four is F-O-R.
And you got the videos. You got a lot of media there.
And yes, videos and a whole YouTube channel, as well as a blog that's short and fun and informative. So it's not just buy me. It's here's what you can learn about how to get your messages heard above the noise.
And if you want to learn more about how to tell stories, go hang out with Karen. She'll help you with that. Karen, I love the fact that you keep talking about this, and I do too. When you're not here, I talk about stories all the time. And, of course, the older we get, the more stories we have, right? But the challenge that we have right now, and I think this is something you've been working on, is different audiences are going to want different kinds of stories, aren't they? I mean, if I'm talking to a bunch of baby boomers, you know, all I got to do is throw out a few words of certain reference words, and they're on board, right? But if I'm talking to millennials, it's different, isn't it?
Millennials don't want you to talk too long. They'll say, "So," that's their code for saying, "Get to the point."
Well, they'll look at their Apple Watch. They'll look at their Apple Watch and check their Twitter feed while you're doing it. But the story is powerful.
And stories have worked throughout time, from the Bible to today, and then even before when you were on the sides of the pyramids. But let me tell you what makes for a great story. And you talked about length being short. Here's what has to happen to tell a great story. You have to have an identifiable character, something that your audience can relate to. And so we just said, certain generations relate to different characters, so make sure that they can relate to whatever the character, who the character is in your story, and you have to make that character vivid. Secondly, where is your story taking place? You have to set an exact time and place. You have to have character. You have to have context. So where is the story happening? And then you have to have conflict. I mean, you don't go to a movie to see boy meets girl, boy and girl get married, and boy and girl live happily ever after.
Right.
That is not a movie that will sell. You've got to have conflict. In fact, pretty much you know what's going to hit the fan pretty quickly, or you're not going to stay involved.
So well, and context, get the context out early. You know, one of my favorite devices is what I call the similar situation close. And so if I'm talking to a customer and I'm trying to, convince them to do business with me, after I listen to some of the things that they've got on their mind, I'll say something like, I have another customer that reminds me of your situation. And here's what their situation was. And here's what we did to help them. And so, that's the whole story. I mean, I tell it, in a matter of 20 seconds. But the first thing that I told them was I had another person. It was context. The context was first.
Well, not only that, you've done a credibility sprinkle. You've added some credibility without saying, I've worked with this fantastic company. You didn't say it like that. You said, when I work with a competitor, big company, put the name in there, that person did exactly the same deal. So you have added in your credibility in story form, and I do that. That's how I sell what I do. I'm constantly, right, without them realizing it, I am placing this context to them with another very impressive client name without sounding like I'm bragging.
And that's that, and that's that emotional thing you were talking about, Karen, because when I said, let me tell you about another customer that reminds me of you, I connected them emotionally to somebody. They imagined another company just like them. That was an emotional connection. And I and my story would have a lot of truth in it, but it might be an amalgamation of you know, of several different stories. And that's how you
But wait, you have to have one more part to your story or else it doesn't matter, especially to the every generation has to have this. You have to conclude your story with somehow being, you have to have a solution to the story as well as relevant. It's got to be relevant to your pitch, your buyer, your team, your board of directors, your audience for the Super Bowl. You've got to have relevance. And if it doesn't, then you have wasted their time and it will not, you will lose credibility.
And that's how you modify your story so that it is relevant to them. Just as you said, hey, Karen, I need your website one more time, please.
Speakforyourself.com.
Karen, thank you so much for helping us understand the power of stories. Folks, you need to learn how to do this. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what's going on in life. I don't care what you're trying to do. As I said earlier, Karen, even if you're trying to get your 4-year-old to eat one more bite of peas, you still need to be telling stories. Thank you for being here, Karen. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Karen Cortell Rice from speakforyourself.com. Check out that website. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.